We're now learning that Hunter Biden is attending some of the president's meetings at the White House, staying close to his father post-debate.
We have learned from sources familiar with the situation at the White House that Hunter Biden has been by his father's side ever since they were at Camp David this weekend as a family, where they had some discussions about the president's potential path forward here and his reelection campaign, and that since he returned from Camp David last evening with his father, we understand that Hunter Biden has even joined some meetings and conversations that have taken place between the president and some of his most senior advisors and senior staff.
The question, though, would be, is he participating in meetings with senior advisors?
What I can say is that he came back with his dad from Camp David. He walked him into the speech prep, and he was in the room.
So they've been gaslighting that Biden's the smartest, greatest, photographic memory, you know, better golfer than Tiger Woods. I mean, he's just God on earth. Because an oligarchy of special interests are getting away with massive crimes, human trafficking, hundreds of billions stolen with Ukraine, selling our secrets to China. I mean, they are getting filthy rich, and Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. And the Justice Department has already said, because he is not cognizant, that he can't be tried, but he can be the president. They said that almost a year ago. At the CNN headlines, you name it, CIA director under Bush says today the Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. Here's another headline, Newsweek. GOP is most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says. Dangerous to their evil globalist crime syndicate that's hijacked our nation.
So what's on your mind?
Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested, Madam VP. I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
Nah, they not.
Joe, you now have the right to take that bitch Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler and this is 1940. Blow him up or they'll blow us up.
Since they say that a president is immune from prosecution for anything he does officially while he's in office, I think that Joe Biden should officially have Donald Trump killed off, and that would solve this problem of him being too stupid to run our country for four more years because he's brain dead. But he could win the election that way. Take the official stance and just shoot Donald Trump right there on Fifth Street. The Supreme Court said you could.
I'm saying they're pre-programming everywhere, terror attacks blamed on Trump supporters, and creating civil war. And they're saying more and more in the news that their go-to is stopping him with civil unrest once he's president-elect. So I understand we need to spend 90% of our time getting him elected, but we better start what you just said, vetting the cabinet, getting that stuff ready so there's thinking ahead of us so we don't repeat what happened 8 years ago or 7.5 years ago, and so we head the globalists off at the pass with what they're planning, because they're already acting like, from the evidence I see, they've got some low-level oligarchies fighting over who controls the puppet, but the big fish are actually getting ready for a big move against America, war with Russia expanding. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying this is important.
I think you just hit the great danger, which is Trump very clearly emerges in this debate as the peace candidate. Basically says that even before being sworn in, he believes he could bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine situation. That is makes him the peace candidate. That is a real, real threat. It's absolutely clear if they insist on Ukraine joining NATO in September, that has the capacity to trigger a world war.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, July 8th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Get it. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I am your host, Harrison Smith. Back from a four-day weekend. Hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July. I know I did. Feels like it's been a month since I've been here. There's been so much that's gone on, and I mean, my goodness, I don't know what we're going to cover, how we're going to cover it. We have so many video clips from over the weekend, so many stories from across the globe. It really is incredible. So let's just get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Alright, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 8th of July, 2024, from Infowars.com. Demented octogenarian or liar? Biden humiliates himself again and again as the whole world watches. Yes, we're going to spend quite a bit of time right at the top of the show on this. We'll cover this on the other side. Suffice it to say, it has been just a litany. Basically, because of his terrible debate performance on last Thursday of the week before. This weekend, he decided, you know, I got to get out there. I got to do the rounds. And at every stop, it has been hilariously embarrassing for him. I mean, my God, he is skipping over black women in the handshake line. He's calling himself a black woman on the radio. Absolutely humiliated by George Stephanopoulos. Embarrassed at a black church in Philadelphia. I mean, it just goes on and on. We have like 15 examples of Biden just being just out of his mind this week, this weekend, in the last like 4 days. It's hilarious. But then in addition to that, we have the intelligence agencies and the deep state controlling the country saying, no, you know what? Biden's the best chance. Biden actually is great and we want him in. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why they want the brain dead shell person to be the figurehead as they pull the strings behind the scenes. We'll get into why they want Biden and what their entire scheme is. I think it's fairly obvious, but we'll go over the way in which they are basically happy either with Biden running things, which means the deep state running things with no interference from the actual chief executive, or getting Trump into office, withholding information from him, blocking him at every turn from actually exerting his executive authority. And when he does try to exert that authority, calling it treason or something, impeaching him and really solidifying their hold over the government of the United States, these unelected bureaucrats and party operatives. Meanwhile, we're also going to be talking quite a bit about elections in Europe today. Leftist surge foils far right, but French election ends in deadlock. This is a typically dishonest headline from CNN. But essentially, every left-wing party in France came together to deny victory to the right-wing party. And it worked. It worked because they, I don't know if cheated is the right word, but certainly gamed the system, revealing in the process the fact that we should all know at this point, there's really only two political positions. There is the so-called far right, in which you just want what's best for your people and your country. And then there's everybody else, the conservatives, the liberals, the far leftists, the socialists, communists. Turns out they're all just one giant block that cooperate and work hand in hand with each other in order to defeat anybody in Europe or any other Western democracy from actually putting their people first. We'll return to that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, lots of news out of Israel today. This perhaps the most jaw-dropping and horrific. The medical science journal The Lancet conservatively estimated the death toll in Gaza to be 186,000 people or more. That's 8% of the population obliterated. The current death toll is only accounted bodies. This estimate includes unaccounted bodies. And again, we'll return to this, but suffice it to say, an unbelievably huge death toll for the ongoing genocide in Gaza. That is continuing and, in some cases, ramping up. And we'll show you some pretty crazy things coming out of the top rungs of the Israeli government. Meanwhile, the theft is on. Wisconsin top court's new liberal majority allows for ballot drop boxes. A divided Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for voters to be able to return absentee ballots through drop boxes, with the court's new liberal majority overturning a decision from just 2 years ago that had outlawed the practice. The court on a 4-3 vote sided with the progressive advocacy group Priorities USA and the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans in a lawsuit they filed 3 months after the April 2023 election of liberal justice Janet Protasiewicz. That judicial election, the most expensive in U.S. history, flipped the court to a 4-3 liberal majority after 15 years of conservative control, giving Democrats an advantage in legal battles over abortion, voting rights, and electoral maps. Again, we'll return to this as well. But the drop boxes are, of course, a key component in stealing the entire election. And that is, of course, what they're doing. Finally, we have this. Judge says Nashville shooter's writings cannot be released. The writings of the person, the girl who killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville last year, cannot be released to the public, a judge ruled. Chancery Court Judge Laisha Miles found that the Covenant School children and parents hold the copyright to any writings or other works created by shooter Audrey Hale, a former student who was killed by police. As part of the effort to keep the records closed, Hale's parents transferred ownership of Hale's property to the victim's family, who then argued in court that they should be allowed to determine who has access to them. So yes, a copyright law is being used to withhold the Nashville shooter's manifesto. Very bizarre application of that particular rule. But that's your daily dispatch. Again, we just have more than I could ever possibly get to here. But we're going to begin today with the overabundance of Biden just being retarded. I don't have another word for it. There's no other word for it. The man is mentally unwell, incapable of performing basic conversation, let alone running this country. And we'll get into the seriousness of this situation in a little bit, but let's just laugh at him first, shall we? Because Joe Biden, after his abysmal performance, truly historically bad performance at the debate on Thursday, over this weekend made the media rounds in an attempt to overcome what happened at the debate, to prove to people that that was just one bad night. And so to overcome one bad night at the debate, he's had like 6 bad nights over this weekend. 4 days, 6 bad nights. He's cramming them in there. We'll begin with clip number 11, as this really is all you need to see. Let's watch.
After the debate, we ran a poll, and every single person we polled thinks that you're a retard. We polled African-Americans. They all say you're a retard. Hispanic-Americans also think that you're retarded. They call you El Retardo. We even polled actual retarded people. Even they say you sound absolutely retarded. You see where this is going, Mr. President?
Well, I just had a bad night.
No offense. No offense or anything, but yeah. Good Lord. Good Lord. So I'm going to keep showing you clips from this George Stephanopoulos interview in case you missed it. But the saddest part about all of it, this was his best interview. This was the least embarrassing occasion of Joe Biden's 4th of July extended weekend. So that should give you an idea about how everything else went. Let's go to clip number two here. And this is the exclusive interview with George Stephanopoulos, Democrat operative, trying to refurbish Joe Biden's public persona. Here he is, and the whole thing was just like, so are you humiliated? Was that on purpose? Like, every question is put as tactfully as possible, but is embarrassing on the face of it. Here's George Stephanopoulos asking Joe Biden, are you humiliated by your debate performance? Let's watch.
Let's start with the debate. You and your team have said you had a bad night. But your friend Nancy Pelosi actually framed the question that I think is on the minds of millions of Americans. Was this a bad episode or the sign of a more serious condition?
It's a bad episode. No indication of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing, and it was a bad night.
You know, you say you were exhausted, and I know you've said that before as well, but you came, and you did have a tough month, but you came home from Europe about 11 or 12 days before the debate, spent 6 days in Camp David. Why wasn't that enough rest time, enough recovery time?
Because I was sick. I was feeling terrible. Matter of fact, the docs with me, I asked if they did a COVID test because they're trying to figure out what's wrong. They did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. I just had a really bad cold.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. I mean, it's hilarious. It is very funny. I don't feel bad for the guy. This is just a humiliation ritual that he's putting himself through. I mean, Mike, I was tired. I was sick. I told the doctor I was sick. They tested me. They said I wasn't sick. So I was just a little bit sick. Okay. I mean, my God. His best interview of the weekend, folks. Let's go down to clip number six. Where, again, he's just asked another humiliating question, shall we?
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval rate. That's not what our polls show.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
As long as I did my goodest job. Yeah. So he's so old, he's becoming a child again. I think that's what's happening. I think he's Benjamin Buttoning in front of all of us. He's reached the age at which his verbal cognition reverts to that of a baby. As long as I did my goodest job. Okay. That's fine. Let's go now to clip number 15, where his dementia, his psychopathy, his mental sickness merges, transforms from being a source of comedy to being the source of World War III. Let's watch.
Elections are about the future, not the past. They're about tomorrow, not yesterday. And the question on so many people's minds right now is, can you serve effectively for the next 4 years?
George, I'm the guy that put NATO together, the future. No one thought I could expand it. I'm the guy that shut Putin down. No one thought it could happen. I'm the guy that put together the South Pacific Initiative with AUKUS. I'm the guy that got 50 nations. Not only in Europe, outside of Europe as well, to help Ukraine. I'm the guy that got Japanese to expand their budget. For example, when I decided we used to have 40% of the computer chip, and we invented the chip, that little chip, the computer chip.
Yeah, I'm sure what the hell he's rambling about there at the end. And I think it was Clint Russell that pointed this out on X. Does that sound like a guy who wants peace? His voice literally takes on like a demonic tone there. There's like, are you going to feel like, how are you going to feel in January? Look, I'm the guy that put NATO together. I'm the guy that started this war. I'm the guy that drove Russia to the extreme. I'm the one who got the whole wall of Europe into this conflict. I will continue to harvest souls for Satan. I mean, it's,
Who is Batman?
It's disturbing. Excuse me. I shouldn't have done that. Woo! I don't know how Biden does it. I just, you know, it's horrifying. It's literally horrifying to have this, as the InfoWars article puts it, demented octogenarian, this old insane demon whose only accomplishment has been starting wars. So I guess that's what he's bragging about. I guess that's what you have to do. If that's your accomplishment, that's what you brag about. Just a final clip from this Stephanopoulos interview here. This interview went about as well as you'd think it would. And again, this is the best possible. This was pre-recorded. This was with a friendly news station, a literal former Democrat operative, Stephanopoulos, like ran Bill Clinton's campaign. The best possible situation, just like the debate, was rigged entirely in his favor. This is still how bad it is. Let's watch clip 22.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Hold on, wait, hold on. If we can pause it right there. How long ago was the debate? Less than 2 weeks? It was like 1 week before at this point? He doesn't remember. He doesn't know if he's watched the debate. That's not an acceptable answer.
What were you experiencing as you were going?
Did you watch the debate? He's like, I don't think so. Like, what the hell do you mean you don't think so? It was 1 week ago. Have you seen footage of the debate? You were on stage, so it's not like you watched it at home. I'm sorry to interrupt, and we'll go back to this clip, but how do you not know whether or not you watched the debate that was a week ago? I just want to point out how, like, every sentence this guy says should make you leave a question mark, okay? Should make you be wondering. How does he not know whether he watched his own debate performance a week ago? Sorry, back to the clip now.
I didn't know.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look. The whole way I prepared it, nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all the, I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is.
He thinks he got more popular after the debate.
What I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran, not my fault, no one else's fault.
But it seemed like you were having trouble from the first question in, even before he spoke.
Well, I just had a bad night.
I just had a bad night. I'm having a bad night right now. It turns out every night it's kind of a bad night. It's been a while. It's been a bad decade or so. I had a bad decade. I had not the best decade in the world. I mean, my God. And look, folks, like I said, that was the best example of Joe Biden. That was his best appearance all weekend. I'll show you some more of the real bad stuff here. Just imagine if Joe Biden had a just slightly unfriendly interviewer, not somebody who was holding his hand, letting him, pull out the rope to hang himself. If this is how he acts when given every benefit of the doubt, when given all the respect and whatever that allows him to carry on the charade, you know, what if he's up against an actual foreign leader? Like, how do you think he's going to fare with just the slightest pushback of somebody contradicting him or, I mean, the man is confused at straightforward questions. Man is incapable of making an argument that extends past a sentence or two. You throw in a follow-up question there, and he's completely lost. He's just like underwater, spinning around. He doesn't know which way is up. It's pathetic, and it's actually dangerous. And I guess to close out here, because we're going to return to this on the other side and continue to just document the litany of embarrassments by Joe Biden. We'll do that on the other. I don't want to blow the load here because it's crazy. I want to just list them all at once and go through all of them. But I think what we'll do instead, because I've been hearing, I heard over the weekend people sort of doing this equivalency game where they're just like, I just wish we had anybody else to vote for. Gee, both of these guys are so old. This is so sad and bad. We'll go to clip 24 here. One of the candidates is a warmongering, demented idiot that can't string a sentence together, doesn't know where the hell he is, poops his pants, and whose only accomplishment for his entire 3.5, going on 4 years in office has been starting several hotspots where World War III is likely to break out. So here's a quick little reminder for everybody out there who's going, ah, gee, Biden and Trump, these are our options. This is terrible. Let's go to clip number 24. A little reminder of what geopolitics looked like in the minutes before Joe Biden got into office. Let's watch. Peace reigning in Europe. Peace coming about in Eastern Asia. Bombs dropping. No invading armies. No massacres. Just friendship. Peace accords. Agreements. Understanding. Diplomacy. Intelligence. Power, American power being used on the world stage to stop conflict rather than start it. It's not some small thing. It's actually the most important thing in the entire world. Whether or not we devolve into World War III, just chaos reigns, strife, misery, and conflict, or whether we return to a world of congeniality, partnership, and friendship. But they're practically the same. I mean, you know, they're both bad, though. But Trump's a convicted felon. Don't you know that? Don't you know that one time an underling of his signed a check that was sent to a lawyer? So, I mean, I guess these things are basically the same, right? We'll get into on the other side why the deep state wants Joe Biden in office. They're not being shy about it.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're continuing to document the humiliation tour. President Joe Biden. And again, I'm shocked. We did our last show on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday off, Saturday and Sunday. That's 4 days. In 4 days, I mean, I've already played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 clips of Joe Biden being just completely incompetent. I still have at least 6 more to go. And that's just the ones we have on video. There are more from print. Should we take a look at some of those? I mean, my God, it's the president of the United States. On July 4th, Biden tells Democratic governors he needs more sleep and plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m.
I can be your president. I just so sleepy. I just not tonight. I just tired is all.
I mean, my God. Yeah, good thing, you know, the U.S. president doesn't have to deal with anything after 8 p.m., right? Good thing the world goes to sleep when he goes to sleep. He doesn't have to be up and at him on a moment's notice for any particular reason. Why Biden must withdraw from The Economist. Now, again, the important thing to understand about all of this is that nothing has happened that's new. What we're showing you of Biden is not something that occurred this week. It was not something that he was sharp as a tack until Thursday, and now he's just collapsing. No, it's always been this bad. It was this bad in 2020 when he was trying to debate. So, again, I think that's like an important overriding thing to consider here. This is all just the media no longer being able to credibly lie. Now, they're still trying to in a way, and I'll show you some of that. But nothing new has happened. There's been no change in Biden's cognition in the recent past. It's been a slow, steady degradation. That's true. But nothing has changed. They're just talking about it now. They're just allowed to talk about it now, I guess. And we'll explain how the media is rationalizing this. And again, they're just the most blatantly dishonest way you can possibly imagine. So yeah, President Biden, aka Sleepy Joe. And I don't know if Donald Trump is a wizard, perhaps some sort of prophet of the ancient variety where his utterances are then made flesh. I don't know, but I do know that it was back in 2019 that he came up with the moniker Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. We're going up against Sleepy Joe, folks. And, you know, fast forward 5 years and Biden just being like, I'm just very sleepy. It's not that my brain is broken. I just am so sleepy. Yeah. Maybe it was a curse. Maybe it was a Donald Trump curse. We don't know. We're not sure. We'll consult the Ouija board about it at some point. But suffice it to say, Sleepy Joe is perhaps the most poignant nickname Donald Trump's ever come up with. Conspiracy of silence to protect Joe Biden. The president's mental decline was like a dark family secret for many elite supporters. It kind of like his other dark family secrets. No, that's a great way to put it, actually. Biden's mental incompetence was very much like the Biden dark, deep, dark family secrets in that everybody knows about it, but the mainstream media pretends not to. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Everybody knows about Ashley Biden's diary. Everybody knows about Hunter Biden's laptop. Everybody knows that for the last several years, Joe Biden has been non-compos mentis, incompetent mentally. And the mainstream media buries it, covers it up, hides it, disguises it. And then when it's incontrovertible and proven to be true, they act like the victims. They actually act like they've been slighted. They bury these stories despite them being true. Then when finally, like, the Hunter Biden laptop is used as court evidence or Ashley Biden's journal is, you know, presented in court as official certified evidence and they can no longer pretend not to see what they see, right? Joe Biden does a debate and suddenly it's all, then they go, what? Well, why weren't we told this? How did we not know this? And they actually act aggrieved, like they're the victims, like somebody pulled the wool over their eyes. They are the deceivers. And they can't stop. Like even when their deception is uncovered, they just revert to a different and deeper form of deception. So to explain all of this, you know, the fact that he's sleepy and he needs a little bit more sleep. He came up with a great excuse. Mr. Biden said that he told his staff he needed to get more sleep. Multiple people familiar with what took place in the meeting says, by the way, 50-60% of his entire presidency has been spent on vacation laying on the beach. But that's not enough. He just needs more. He just needs a little bit more. Perhaps he needs some sort of infinite sleep. Perhaps what he's saying here is he's on the cusp of death. We don't know. He repeatedly referenced pushing too hard and not listening to his team about his schedule, and he needed to work fewer hours and avoid events after 8 p.m. After Governor Josh Green of Hawaii, a physician, asked Mr. Biden questions about the status of his health, Mr. Biden replied that his health was fine. Quote, it's just my brain, he added. Okay. A remark that some in the room took as a joke, but at least one governor did not and was puzzled by. But it's not a joke, though. It's not a joke. It is kind of funny, but not a joke. No, a joke is some sort of exaggeration. It's a twist. It's a... No, this wasn't a joke. I'm fine. It's just my brain. Just a little part of my... Just my brain. Just that part. Okay, Joe. Just the brain, then. Wonderful. Yeah. The computer is fine. It's just the processor's fried. Yeah, no, the car works great. It's just the engine, you know? It's just the engine doesn't work. But other than that, amazing car, right? Yeah, it's just the most important thing. That's all. Oh, boy. Then he decides to go on the radio. Then he decides to do a radio interview with, I guess, some black people in New York, where he tries desperately to pander to them in the most debased way possible. Let's go to clip number 19, where in his frantic desperation to stop the, you know, like existential threat of the Democratic Party bleeding black voters, he's like really trying to get out of how you know, much he's willing to pander to black people. And he gets a little tripped up. He's like a little bit too excited about this. Let's go down to clip number 19, this radio interview. And then we'll tell you about what just compounds this whole issue on the other side. But here's President Joe Biden saying he's proud to be the first black woman to serve with a black president.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, the first black woman mm-hmm. to serve with a black president. Mm-hmm. Proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States.
We've done so much. We've put so many undeserving people in positions of power to pander to you people. Why are you leaving us? Why aren't you falling for it anymore? So what he's trying to say is he has the first black vice president woman who, she's not really an African-American, she's Jamaican Indian, so that doesn't even really count, but that's fine. He was the first vice president to the first black president. He's trying to say all these things. He gets a little tripped up. What comes out is, I'm proud to have been the first black woman vice president. The thing that compounds all of this and makes that even more embarrassing, if possible, is the fact that that entire interview was scripted and the questions he was asked were provided by the White House. I'll tell you that on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now, at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Didn't really plan on spending the whole first hour on Joe Biden's disastrous weekend, but I feel like we need to drive home just how insane this situation is that we find ourselves in. Starts the weekend off telling Democratic governors he's just sleepy, needs more sleep, he's not going to do anything after 8 p.m. When questioned by the governors about his health, he responds, "My health is fine. It's, quote, just my brain." He then does a George Stephanopoulos interview, which is as gentle of a handling that you could ever desire, and he still just embarrasses himself throughout that with basically every answer. Then he does an interview on the radio in New York. And they admitted, and I don't think they're supposed to, but they did, that the questions were provided by Biden himself. Now, we just showed you the clip of him failing to answer those questions, not being able to string together a sentence that was prepared, pre-planned ahead of time in this charade that we're all forced to participate in. That's what it is. It's a charade. It's play acting. It's, oh yeah, we're going to go do an interview. Now here's the questions. Here's my answers. Let's just, pretend this is all natural. Pretend this is all normal. Biden's disastrous radio interview where he called himself a black woman was scripted with radio hosts sent questions he'd answer ahead of time. And they admitted this on live television during an interview with CNN. Let's go now to that video.
Similar here, you each were, you asked four questions, and maybe that's what you were allowed to ask by the campaign or the White House, but they were essentially the same questions, both interviews, about accomplishments, progress in your respective state, what's at stake in the election, what he has to say about his debate performance, and what he would say to voters who think their vote doesn't matter or might sit this election out. Were those questions given to you by the White House or the campaign, or did you have to submit questions ahead of this interview?
The questions were sent to me for approval. I approved them.
Okay, so the White House sent the questions to you ahead of the interview?
Yes.
Okay.
I got several questions, eight of them, and the four that were chosen were the ones that I approved.
Okay. And the reason I ask is not a criticism of either of you. It's just that if the White House...
I approved them, okay? They sent me questions, and I complied without question, okay? So I'm the one in charge here. Actually, it was totally me, and I approved of the questions that they sent me and wrote. Incredible. The Biden camp has been pointing to the local radio interviews he did after the debate as evidence that he's fine, but the radio host who conducted those interviews told CNN this morning that the questions were scripted and provided by the White House. And by the way, he couldn't even answer those. By the way, it was during that interview that he referred to himself as the first black vice president. Woman. The first black woman to serve as vice president. Incredible. The Biden campaign has now acknowledged they supplied the questions. The claim that asking only those questions was not a prerequisite for the interview, but the same interviewer previously said she asked the four questions she was, quote, allowed to ask. So, yes, they've actually acknowledged this and said, yeah, we did. Yeah, that was us. Yeah, we provided them questions. And they asked them. Just incredible. And like, when you can rig things to this degree and it still doesn't work and you still fail. Oh, yeah, by the way, she's now been fired. Yeah, that Philadelphia radio host who interviewed President Biden has now been fired. Not because she asked questions that were provided by the White House, not because they staged a faux interview that was, in fact, a pre-scripted skit in a blatant deception and undermining of journalistic integrity. No, it was the fact that she admitted it. She should have stayed quiet, obviously. The interview featured predetermined questions provided by the White House, which violates practice of remaining an independent media outlet accountable to our listeners. Sarah Lomax, president and CEO of the Philadelphia-based station, announced in a statement posted Sunday on its website. I guarantee you the radio management knew this was the case and facilitated all of this. It's one of those situations. It's like when Open Anthony got fired for doing a stunt where people were making love in a church, and the radio host got fired for participating in this. But if you actually look into it, it was like, well, wait, this was a like sponsored event with like the management, the ad team were all behind this. Like a lot of people in the management made this decision. Then the radio hosts were just told, here's what's happening. And then they're the ones that get the blame. It's sort of the same thing happening here. Management negotiated and got, you know, President Biden's team on. They probably facilitated the whole thing. The radio show host just read the script she was given because she's not a thinking being, but rather a puppet of more powerful forces, a willful participant in this. It was her admitting it. That was the real issue. And she just kept her mouth shut or rhetorically avoided answering the question directly, she'd still have a job. Just incredible. It really is just incredible that this is really just the beginning, and I haven't even scratched the surface. Let's go now to clip number 8, because this was from Thursday, July 4th, big celebration at the White House. President Biden standing around. Again, it's like he doesn't even need to say anything. Just looking at him, his eyes are drifting apart slowly but surely. Just him standing there. It's like if you just saw anybody, any old man standing there, you'd walk up, you'd be like, do you need help, sir? Are you lost? Have you wandered away? Do you have a life alert? Can we press the button? Is somebody supposed to be guiding you right now? Just looking at him gives off this aura, this impression, this accurate impression of an old man who has no idea what the hell's going on. And then he says, ho, 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 because I think he thinks it's Christmas. Let's go to clip number 8 here.
And we give thanks to our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, the extraordinary president of the United States, Joe Biden.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Independence Day.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Independence Day. Standing up there on stage with his abusive wife, the DEI vice president, and the first gentleman. It's very embarrassing. It's all very embarrassing. That's how my wife put it. You know, I've talk about all the time. My wife just not interested in politics at all. But, you know, obviously Biden's abysmal failure on the debate stage transcended politics and is in the awareness. Yeah, Christmas in July with old Santa Claus, Joe Biden. And my wife's just like, she's just like, I'm just embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed for America. Like, how isn't everybody not ashamed by this? And that's the truth. It really is shameful that America has this man as president of the United States. Doesn't end there, though. Again, this video just speaks for itself. Clip 23. This was another event over the weekend where you see this poor girl. She seems very excited, happy, gleeful at the prospect of meeting Joe Biden until he passes over her like she doesn't even exist. Let's watch clip 23 here.
Back then.
We're looking at the black girl in the turquoise shirt, the Biden-Harris sign. Okay, Biden's taking selfies and skips right over the black girl to give a big old hug to the white woman next to him, and the face just drops. And suddenly she's trying to scoot away from him. I mean, my God. Oh, boy. I know people are taking this to go, Democrats are the real racists. It's just like, well, I don't know. Maybe Joe Biden, he might not have seen her. I don't know. I mean, she's right in front of him. He's giving so much attention to literally everybody else. And this poor girl's like, jumping up and down to meet Joe Biden, and he doesn't even look at her. It's just very funny. It's very funny. And it doesn't end there. So far he's called for a lid at 8 p.m. because he's too sleepy. He's said my health is fine. It's just my brain. He's had this disastrous interview with Stephanopoulos. He's had this pre-scripted yet still disastrous interview on Philadelphia radio for which the interviewer has now been fired. And then he rounded off his parade of embarrassment by going to a black church and telling everybody that he grew up there. Before that, he was absolutely and in brutal fashion roasted by the leader of the church in Philadelphia. Clip number 9.
A bumper sticker on a senior citizen's car that said, I may be slow, but I'm in front of you.
Joe Biden is sleeping and he's awake.
Use his experience. Use his handicaps.
Use his handicaps.
And be glorified in his life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist. And people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. And I'm going to finish up here with the coverage of Joe Biden's dementia. And tell you why it's actually important to cover this, because, again, it's not just about laughing slash cringing at the fact that the most powerful country in the history of the world is run by somebody who is completely incompetent. It's about what that entails. What does that imply about who's actually running the show? And we can show you in no uncertain terms and with complete lucidity who actually is running the show and how this whole, like what the various functions of our unelected deep state, what functions they fill and how they manipulate everybody. But just so you know, there has been a decision, you know, after his debate performance when they realized, oh, gee, we can't keep lying about how fit he is because now everybody knows and it would just be our credibility being tanked if we continue with this charade. And there's been a lot of serious talk ever since then about replacing Joe Biden. And yet it seems like the powers that be are stuck with Joe Biden. They're sticking with Joe Biden and they're not amenable to replacing Joe Biden. They want him on the ticket for very obvious reasons. So let's go now to clip number 13. Here is a treasonous, seditious usurper, General Milley, who should be at this point awaiting punishment on death row for the fact that he very blatantly and by his own admission usurped the power of the president, the duly elected chief executive commander-in-chief of the country, to subvert his geopolitical activities, give warning, aid, and comfort to our enemies in communist China, and then conspired with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to deprive the commander-in-chief of his authority while he was still in office. This is just the definition of treason. But he's out there, still in power, still pulling the strings behind the curtain, and is out here telling you not to believe the evidence of your own eyes. Because obviously, they like Joe Biden in office because he's nothing. He's not actually there. He doesn't actually have the ability or capacity to do anything to affect the course of the country, which is now firmly in the hands of the unelected, behind-the-scenes shadow government. Let's go now to clip number 13.
President Joe Biden has been portrayed by his political opponents and even some of his allies as too old to be president. I'm not asking for your political opinion here, but how does he seem to you?
Look, I'm not going to comment. I didn't comment on the former president's mental health, physical health, and I'm not going to comment on the current president's mental health or physical health. I think that's highly inappropriate for the senior officer of the United States military to do that. Mm-hmm. I would just tell you that I meet frequently with the president, and every single time I meet with him, he is just fine. How people interpret that is up to them, but I engage with him frequently and alert, sound, does his homework, reads the papers, reads all the read-ahead material, and is very, very engaging issues of very serious matters of war and peace and life and death. So if the American people are worried about an individual who is, you know, someone who's making decisions of war and peace and has access to, you know, makes the decisions of nuclear weapons and that sort of thing, I think they can rest easy.
Yeah, they can rest easy. It's fine. Biden's not in charge. I am. And that's why we want him in office. Maybe you didn't get the memo. You can't pretend that Biden is competent anymore. That's not the question being asked. We all know the answer to that. Maybe he didn't get that. He's like, look, I talked to him. He's sharp. He's clear. He's thoughtful. It's like, no. That's Pat. We're done with that. That's not the story anymore. We all know that's not true. So what are you doing here? What are you saying? You're lying. Now, we'll explain to you on the other side sort of the process by which authority has now been delegated to deep state and what that deep state looks like and the various roles the deep state operatives play.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This whole Biden thing, it's not even just about Biden. It's about the questions you should be asking about what we know about Biden. Why General Milley is sitting there just lying to all of our faces in a way that, you know, not to repeat ourselves over and over, but he's lying. He knows he's lying. We know he's lying. He knows that we know he's lying, but he still lies. And that's the way this goes. I mean, in a way, that's kind of the most disturbing thing, you know, video clip we've seen yet is the commander of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the U.S. military, who, by the way, very openly, like I said, just committed treason against President Trump and should be executed under, you know, after a lawful process, you know, duly, whatever, you know, all that stuff. Like he should be brought up on treason charges and the appropriate punishment should be levied as a lesson to anybody else that has never had a vote cast for them, has never been given the authority by the people with whom ultimate political power rests, and yet took for himself the authority that is delegated to the commander in chief. That's treason. That's what it is. And so he's up there saying, it's fine. Don't worry about it. If you're worried about, you know, the state of the world, basically what he's telling you is it doesn't matter if the president is incompetent. I'm in charge. The military is in charge. The unelected bureaucrats are in charge. And their plan goes like this. We know they're going to try to rig the election again, and we have a lot of news about election fraud here today. They're doing the ballot drop boxes. They're doing that again. They're going to try to rig it for Joe Biden and the powers that be, like Mark Milley and the other actual wielders of power in D.C., want Joe Biden in that seat to be the empty shell that they parade out as the figurehead so that they can operate with impunity in the shadows. That's their ideal setup, is that Joe Biden wins the election and then they'll just – I mean, they're running the same playbook again. It's very simple. And we can stop it at any point by having, you know, single day in-person voting as well as a number of other things, but that would solve it in and of itself. And so, again, they're going to rig the election and say if you question it, you're a terrorist, and they'll probably ramp up even harder than they did before. But even if they can't do that, even if Donald Trump's landslide victory is so overwhelming that he gets into office, they've already announced their intentions. They are already planning and already are at this point, because as a, I guess maybe not quite yet, it'll happen after the convention, but they've announced, and like the officials have announced, the authorities who do this stuff have announced that they are withholding information from national security briefings to Donald Trump. So they are, again, that's a usurpation of power. That is a stealing of authority. If Donald Trump is the guy who's supposed to make the decisions on behalf of the American people, as he is the one that they voted for, but the people in the military and the intelligence community are withholding information from him so that he cannot make a fully informed decision, and instead has to rely on what they want to do, then that is a usurpation of power and a stealing of power. And if Donald Trump, as president, tries to exert his authority and fire the people that are withholding information, then they'll call that treason. They'll call that acting like a dictator, using to impeach him and rile up the leftists and cause riots. And then if the leftists are rioting and burning down cities and Donald Trump wants to call in the National Guard to stop them because the Democrats at the local level are facilitating that, then they'll really have an argument that he's a dictator and he's calling in the military to shut down peaceful protests. And they have it all planned out. It's all very easy to see how this works and why General Milley would lie to all of our faces like that, saying that Joe Biden is competent. That ship has sailed, Milley. So what are you saying? So why would you lie like that? Oh, he's very sharp. He's very on the ball. I meet with him all the time. He's very lucid and cognizant. And it's like, no, it's not an option anymore. That ship has sailed. We're over that. Nobody thinks that anymore. So you're lying because you want a malleable, manipulatable puppet in charge. And you can usurp his power without any resistance. And of course, he starts off with this very like, well, I would never make a political statement. I would never, that's not my job, and I'm just not going to do it. Like very self-righteous. How dare you ask me that question? You know I am a non-political actor, and that would be just inappropriate for me to do that. But of course, throughout, you know, Trump's presidency, it didn't quite have the same reverence for the position as he does now. Does he? Now, in fact, Milley says military doesn't swear oath to a wannabe dictator, an apparent swipe at Trump. So these people, I mean, personally, like it's sickening. It's sickening these people who could put on this face of, well, I would, it's not appropriate for me. I take my job as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff very seriously. And it would be wrong for me to be political. You flash back 2 years and he's just like, Trump is a dictator and I'm in charge now. And they write articles about it. Again, this is the most frustrating part about all of this. I wish we lived in a world where I had to explain to you the conspiracies and lay out the real levers of power, but it's all just out there in the open for you. The Atlantic has this article from November of last year, The Patriot, how General Mark Milley protected the Constitution from Donald Trump. Protected the Constitution from Donald Trump. Yes, subverted and usurped the authority of the commander in chief because he didn't like him. I really don't know how we get through to people. There's Joe Biden and Trump. Well, it's just they're both old guys. I guess we're just stuck with one of these. It's like, do you not understand that there is a concerted, organized, unified effort by everybody on the executive, in the executive branch, it's not elected, from the intelligence agencies to the FBI to the military itself, coordinating with each other in a totally treasonous cabal to deprive the American people of any say in our governance anymore. And they're giving us the option. We can either elect the guy that doesn't actually exist and isn't actually there and can't actually make any decisions and wouldn't be listened to even if he could, Joe Biden. Or you can elect Donald Trump, who will actually try to assert authority, try to actually use his executive privileges and powers and authority to work for the American people, in which case they will undermine, subvert, and destroy him. Regardless of what the voters say, they did it last time, and all they've received in return is praise and congratulations and thanks from the media that hates Trump as much as they do. So this is like an existential threat for America. America's not going to exist if these people are allowed to persist. It's a coup. I don't know how much more clear it could possibly be. Lawfaremedia.org has this article from January of this year. How was Chairman Milley able to thwart President Trump? And how is he able to do so, given that the chairman is not in the chain of command and lacks the formal authority to check a president? And they make the note that many observers have expressed concern about Milley's action. In Goldberg's view, Goldberg's the guy that wrote that Atlantic article, Milley and other military officers deserve praise for protecting democracy, but their actions should also cause deep unease. In the American system, it's the voters, the courts, and Congress that are meant to serve on checks as checks on the president's behavior, not the generals. Yeah, unless they usurp power. Unless they work with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and coordinate behind the scenes in a conspiratorial fashion to undermine the policies of the sitting president, and then the media rewards them and celebrates them and praises them for that. And this is what I mean by the sort of the construct of the deep state. The way our system is supposed to work is we elect these people. They get into power. You've got the president as the chief executive. He brings his people in, and the functions of the state are supposed to just be like a big machine. And now he's in the driving chair. He's in the pilot seat. And now he has the controls, and they do whatever he says. It's like the NSA, the CIA, the military. They're just a big machine. They're supposed to be an unthinking machine that just carries out the orders of the chief executive, who has the authority to do so by virtue of being elected president. The way it works now is the president is a figurehead who's told what to say, who can't make decisions for himself. If he tries, he'll be subverted and blocked from doing that by the people who should, ostensibly and legally, constitutionally, simply follow his orders. They will instead determine for themselves whether that order is what they want to do. That's not for the president and the people who elected him. General Mark Milley is the one that needs to decide. Vindman, some, you know, lieutenant, he's the one that gets to decide what the geopolitical moves of the United States are. If the president wants to do something aggressive to China, well, Mark Milley will give China a call. Say, yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, he's just bluffing, undercutting, undermining the sovereignty of the president of the United States. It is the actual threat to our system that nobody seems to care about. And then over this weekend, there's been a lot of, for some reason, a lot of talk about like the weird theater kid millennials that are actually running the president's social media. And it's like, meet the 20-year-old girl who pretends to be Biden online. And it's like the girl that actually writes all of Biden's tweets. People were wondering how Biden was tweeting. It's like how he was tweeting while live on the debate. And even the way they phrased it was like how he was so cogently and coherently tweeting while bumbling incoherently on live television. How is he doing both of these things at the same time? Well, because he's not actually the one saying things on his Twitter. Some 20-year-old is. So you elected a president and expect to be able to hear from him, but instead you elect a president, he falls asleep on the beach, and some 20-year-old bitch from Maine is the one running our country. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And so they published this image from the White House. This is reportedly Biden's speechwriting team. And there you see Karine Jean-Pierre, first black lesbian to exist or something, in the background. So this really is a picture.
Do you notice she's got her own jersey in that room? Like, is that ridiculous?
Oh, yeah, there's a jersey there.
And is that, hey, are we sure that that's not just a lookalike?
Of Karine Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, of KJP.
Why would anybody want to look like her?
Verified her. Okay, yeah.
No, that's her. Now, the funniest thing about this image is that, so this is Biden's speechwriting team, and it's like a very diverse cast of I don't know, like theater kids, like I don't know.
Hey,
weird
hold
nerds.
On, hold on. Let's not besmirch them. Theater kids are cool.
Oh, don't besmirch theater kids. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, theater kids are great when they're in theater. The problem is we have a theater kid occupied government right now. And so you might be thinking like, well, this is who's controlling Biden. It's these childless millennial women that are actually controlling things. And you'll notice here that while everybody's smiling at the camera, you've got two white guys that have their heads down and are actually typing things on the computer here in the corner. So the only people actually working in this image.
Looks like that guy on the back right.
The two white guys.
That looks like you right there.
Yeah, that could be me there. That's me and Chase.
You working on the Biden campaign? Is this an inside job, dog?
Yeah, that's Harrison Smith and Chase guys are there in the corner typing away while everybody else takes selfies about how we're totally in the center of power, you guys. So here's how it works. Here's the actual functionality. And like Axios even writes this article, how Biden's event staffers guide him behind the scenes. For events, President Biden's staffer prepare a short document with large print and photos that include his precise path to a podium, according to an event template in that the White House sends to staffers. And if y'all can bring up the actual article on this online, you can see the images. Literally, somebody has to go. Some White House intern has to go to the stage beforehand. They can't just have a sort of a template that just says, Joe, at this point, you walk to the podium. They actually have to provide a picture of the podium. Look at that. Walk to podium. They dedicate an entire page in his brief to this with a picture of the podium just so he knows what the word podium means, I guess. So they're like, walk to podium, Joe. Read words on teleprompter. Exit stage. So there's some intern out there with their iPhone taking pictures. It's just pathetic and sad. And every step of his entire day is pre-scripted, even the questions that he's pretending to take. Presidential movements are planned down to every footstep in ways that the movement of a vice president are often not. Advanced documents have also evolved since Biden was vice president, including the increased use of smartphone photographs. Yeah. Because again, he is reverting to child. He's so old that they're reverting to just like, all right, we can't use words anymore. We have to use pictures. Okay, he's doing the goodest job he can, but he still gets confused when there's a big stage with a light and a spotlight on a podium, but I mean, that's not clear enough for him. Yeah, you say walk to podium, he's looking at a stage with a podium and a spotlight, and he's like, what? What do you mean, walk to podium? I need an image here. I need a picture. I need a visual confirmation of what I'm supposed to do. This absolute moron. So here's how it actually works. You've got people like Milley, who in a way is himself really just a public front for other forces in the background. You've got all of these various forces in the intelligence agencies, in the entire apparatus. And the intelligence agencies, remember, are just clubs that, you know, if somebody works for the CIA, their day job, the entire time that they're working for the CIA, an asset for the CIA, and operating with CIA instructions, their day job is like investing in tech companies. That's how the intelligence agencies work, right? Is you've got people that are like, well, I'm a VC, I'm a tech investor, and I helped start Facebook. And it's like, okay, that guy is a CIA agent, but he's not at the headquarters in Langley. He's not out there being Jason Bourne. That's not what intelligence agencies do. It's just a cabal. It's a network of professionals and academics and scientists. And there are agents on the ground. But for the most part, it's people who, if you met them in a professional setting, you would think they were just another member of your industry. But they're not. They're working for the CIA. So you've got just tens of thousands of professionals all over the country that have been recruited by the CIA to work on their behalf and given, you know, infinite funds and money. So then when they invest in things, oh, those things do really well and they look like really good investors, but it's all just a shell game. It's all an illusion for the intelligence agencies to operate everything behind the scenes. So you've got sort of the shadow construct of the deep state intelligence agencies government. They give orders to the people who are the public faces, like Anthony Blinken or Ron Klain or Mark Milley or Lloyd Austin, right? And then these guys give the orders to their underlings and learn how to sort of justify it. And then that passes through the filter of the leftist theater kid women. See, the leftist theater chicks, this is the filter. They receive orders from the Heart of Darkness, right? You've got the many-headed Hydra, like, lurking in a fetid sewer somewhere. They are just like, kill everyone. And then they deliver that message to these people who have no scruples or morals or, you know, capability to resist anything. They're cogs in a machine. They receive this, and then it's up to them to translate it into double-speak press releases. So when people look at this and they go, Joe Biden is being controlled by these 20-year-old women. Not really. Not really. They're like the set designers, the costumers. They're the people that are responsible for translating the horrifying policies that are delivered from on high, delivered from the deep state shadow people. Like, it's kind of like an old school oracle. How you had a young woman, usually, probably looked like one of these chicks, who was like in a cave somewhere, but she wasn't the actual messenger. She wasn't the one telling the message. She received the message from like a crack in the earth, right? There'd be some bottomless pit that she sits next to, and she hears rumblings, and then she translates that into like a riddle that then becomes the prophecy. That's sort of the construct of the American government at this point, is you have this shadowy monster in a pit somewhere that's coming up with the most horrific, diabolical, destructive plans ever. He whispers those into the ear of these women who act like the prophets, who then translate it into gobbledygook that's presented to the media, who then launders it to the American people to make it all seem like it's normal and functional and good for you. That's how this works. These people aren't actually in charge of anything. These people themselves are just a mesh through which the anti-human psychopathy of the deep state is transmogrified into pleasant sounding talking points for the media to repeat endlessly. Okay, so this is the actual construct of our government. Deep state to theater kids, to media, to the rest of the country. The president is like over here somewhere, you know, sniffing children. And then these people, these Axios people or whoever. Okay, not only is Huffington Post calling for the Biden campaign to make AI videos to make Sleepy Joe look younger and healthier, so they've totally inverted at this point, to where before they were like, oh, videos of Biden being incompetent, those are deepfake AI, and you shouldn't publish them or you're spreading disinformation. They've gone full circle now, and they're saying, okay, actually, we should create AI images of Joe and publish those as if they're real, because these people are evil and deception is the air they breathe. And then they actually have the temerity, the tenacity, the chutzpah, the balls to claim that they are being tricked. That they're being tricked. The media is actually out there going, how did this, why were we fooled? How did you get away with this, Biden? As if we haven't been starting our show for the last 4 years with images of Joe Biden being incompetent. Somehow the guys at Axios never saw any of that.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system. For 10%.
No, I'm sorry.
That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot still to talk about in today's show, and we'll be joined next hour by Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Talk to him about some of the local solutions to the federal tyranny that we're all experiencing. Very excited to talk to him. Till then, I want to explain what has gone on in Europe with the European elections in the UK and France, both being very, very bizarre outcomes, where the vast majority of the populace votes for right-wing parties, and yet they get no power whatsoever. Our democracy turns out to be a gigantic shell game. I'm excited to talk about that. And I was just, I'm going to move on here, but I do think that basically as I was looking, you know, while Millie was sitting there going, I would never say anything against the sitting president. That's not my job. And I just searched like Millie Trump, and it's just, you know, tons of examples of him doing exactly that. But the whole thing about Trump basically saying that Milley committed treason and that the punishment for treason is death, is sort of the perfect example of their plan to deal with Donald Trump in the future. It's very simple. So from CNN, Milley says Trump disrespected U.S. military with execution comment. Outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, believes former President Donald Trump's recent suggestion that he deserves to be executed after speaking with the Chinese general during Trump's fraught final months in office is part of a broader swipe at the U.S. military by its former commander-in-chief. So this article is from September of last year. Not a new article, but this is it, right? This is the perfect example. Donald Trump, as chief executive, makes a decision to try to put pressure on the Chinese. Mark Milley, his underling, his subordinate, instead of carrying out those orders, reaches out to a Chinese general through a back channel and says, don't worry about it, it's just a bluff, undercutting the president. I mean, that's literal treason. What Trump says in response to this, Trump said the back channel communication by Milley amounted to a treasonous act that was, quote, so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. So you've got the president of the United States making an order, his general subverting him and committing treason. That's not reported on outrageously. That's not, you don't see CNN articles going, General Milley committed treason here. What the hell? Like, even if you agree with it, it's like he had no right to do that. And that's a very dangerous precedent to set. That these, some unknown general, like a general that has no ability for the American people to hold to account or anything, unvoted, you know, not voted for, nothing like that. Yeah, floats the idea of executing. So let me just put this as simply as possible. This is the model for how they will deal with Trump. They're going to undercut him, subvert him, commit treason against him. And when he points it out, they will claim that what Trump is doing is dangerous and it's a threat to the whole military and that it's an excuse to take him out. It's a very simple equation and you can see it on display. They've already advertised how they're going to do it with this article, with all of these. I mean, there's millions of these types of articles, but this is the construct. Trump will get in office. He'll want to do something. The military will subvert him. He'll get mad. The media won't report on the subversion or the treason. They'll report on Trump's response to the treason and say this proves Trump is dangerous. He's a dictator and he's threatening the whole military. And therefore, the military has a justification to remove him from office. That's the entire construct of how they'll deal with Trump. They've already done it and they're just going to do it again. So that's how it works. We can elect Trump into office. But if he tries to actually be president, the military will foil him, subvert, usurp his power and commit treason against him. And the treasonous actors in the media will downplay that, diminish that. I mean, even in this article, he spoke with the Chinese general. Why, speaking with the general is bad? It was treason. He committed treason. And Trump, even just trying to illustrate the seriousness of it, going, hey, what this guy did, if it was 100 years ago, he'd be executed. Like, that's how serious this is. To illustrate the seriousness of the attack against him and of the American system, he makes this comment. That comment is then taken as him being a dictator. Like, that's it. That's the construct. That's the way it's going to work. They've already done it. They will continue to do it. So we'll turn on the other side. We have news about the IDF having used the Hannibal Directive on October 7th. More evidence of what we've been telling you the entire time, that the entire war on Gaza is predicated on a fraud and was designed from the beginning to be a campaign of ethnic cleansing. And I'll tell you in the next segment about what has happened in France and England and how the parliamentary system has been hijacked and manipulated to deprive the far right and the popular parties from actually getting anything done. But I want to go now to a video. I won't be able to show the whole thing, but we'll show the first good chunk. It's by John Stossel. And he posted this to X saying, get off Twitter and go make babies. The earth needs more population. Clip 27. Here is John Stossel with the most important message that we all need to be hearing today.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history, people predicted the end of humanity. This month, 60 Minutes was on the case.
You seem to be saying that humanity is not sustainable.
No, humanity is not sustainable.
Bizarrely, they featured this man, who has always predicted doom.
We are very close to a famine disaster in the United States.
Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people, too much consumption.
60 Minutes did mention that Ehrlich was wrong about widespread starvation, but they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change. But England's still here. Instead of interviewing doomsayers like Ehrlich, 60 Minutes should talk to Marion Tupi, the creator of humanprogress.org.
Everybody is getting richer and longer living, and life is getting better.
It is. The modern era has brought much longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art, are blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me for this video. But 7 years ago, he did talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden.
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down, the other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes, and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
Marion Tupi is the anti-Ehrlich. His new book, Superabundance, shows more people are good for humanity and the environment. It's counterintuitive to think that more people...
All right, so this, again, was by John Stossel. That's about 3 minutes of a six-minute clip. These people are satanic. I mean, that's the only way you can put it. They want their lives. They just don't want anybody else around.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Back to the show. We have just so much more to talk about still this weekend. Just absolutely crazy. Absolutely insane. Judge blocking state from enforcing law regulating who can vote for president. You've got the House Democrats coming together. Just a big push to stop the GOP from passing a law that will only allow citizens to vote. And the Democrats just activate militaristically to stop us from having legitimate elections. Incredible stuff. The IDF ordered Hannibal Directive on October 7th to prevent Hamas taking soldiers captive. That from Haaretz, just confirming what we've been saying the entire time. House GOP launches new probe into communications from DOJ and Trump prosecutors. Attorney General Bailey demands DOJ turn over documents relating to prosecution of Donald Trump as they attempt to get to the bottom of the very tangled web of influence and manipulation that has led to the conviction of the former president. The Lancet Medical Journal has come out with an estimate of the number of people killed in Gaza, conservatively to be 186,000 people or more, making it 8% of the population obliterated. That's about right, right? I'm trying to do the math in my head now. Meanwhile, news stories about the devastation of the COVID-19 vaccine mass murder is coming in. Liz Churchill, 37% lower life expectancy for the COVID vaccinated. This out of a study out of Italy that looked at 800,000 people. 800,000 people were studied. This was not some small sample size study. This was a legitimate exploration of these topics. And the outcome is that 30% lower life expectancy for COVID vaccinated. And an alarming official government statistic out of the UK has revealed children who received the COVID mRNA shots are a massively elevated risk of dying. The shocking figures were revealed in a UK government report, which quietly confirmed the COVID injections have been killing children at an unprecedented rate. Data shows that children who receive the shots are 4,423% more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children. Additionally, vaxxed children are 13,000% more likely to die of COVID-19 than those who did not have an mRNA injection. So the truth about the COVID vaccine is coming out one way or another. And then there's a lot of censorship that's going on. And we're going to have Lucas Gage on later this week, but we are communicating through DMs, and X has now banned him for 6 months. So we got to find a different way of reaching out to Lucas, but we'll hopefully have him on the show. I imagine Owen's in contact too. We'll have to talk to him about it, but he'll probably be on InfoWars at some point this week to tell his story. But it's been a saga. He's been doxxed and basically continually harassed because of the language he uses on Twitter. And he was swatted 3 times this weekend. Now apparently the FBI is involved in tracking down the swatters. And according to Lucas, the local police told him that the first swatting that took place has been tracked back to the nation of Israel. Not exactly a big surprise. But he's been swatted and harassed continuously. And now he has been banned from Twitter, as it seems like a new round of censorship is taking place. Gavin McGinnis also had his account taken down over the weekend. Even the media outlet The Publica has now been shut down. This is the news outlet that Sidney Watson and The Quartering, Jeremy from The Quartering, created. They were locked out of their account for their reporting on Afghan migrants in Sweden walking free after raping a young girl. Sidney has her account locked for posting the article, and other people have been suspended as well for publishing a true story about Afghan migrants being spared prison after being convicted of gang raping a 13-year-old girl in Malmo, Sweden. And we could go on about this. It is crazy. And whether this is, you know, activist groups or bots abusing the mass reporting policy of Twitter, where you'll sort of automatically be taken down if they get enough reports in a short enough time period, or whether this is somebody at Twitter, or what is now X, doing this. Afghan migrants spared prison after being convicted of gang raping a vulnerable 13-year-old girl and filming the assault. Not even sent to prison. But if you talk about it, you're the bad one. Yeah, so censorship is ramping back up. The election is being stolen right in front of us as they're allowing mail-in voting fraud. And all of this, while simultaneously in Europe, the electoral will of the people is being very openly subverted. Let me give you a breakdown of what happened in France. But a similar thing has happened in the UK, who voted on July 4th. Leftist surge foils far right, but French election ends in deadlock. A left-wing alliance has won the most seats in the French parliament after tactical voting in Sunday's second round election thwarted Marine Le Pen's far-right party, but France will be left in political limbo after no party came close to winning an absolute majority. In a surprise result, the New Popular Front, a cluster of several parties ranging from the far-left France Unbowed party to the more moderate socialist and ecologist, won 182 seats in the National Assembly, making it the largest group, but short of the 289 required for absolute majority, according to the French Interior Ministry. So how'd they pull this off? In the first round of voting, it was clear that the far and away victorious party was the National Rally, RN, they call it, the party of Marine Le Pen, the far right, as they put far right, a.k.a. moderate centrist party, in American terms, right, for Europeans. It's literally just like, oh, you don't want to be replaced in your own country? You don't want your entire nation to be given away to Afghans Well, you're a Nazi then. You're Hitler himself. You're a hard right, far right terrorist. That's basically how it works. So how did this happen? How did RN go from winning the first round to the far left taking victory in the second round? Well, over 200 French election candidates quit in an effort to block Marine Le Pen's hard right party forming government after Macron's disastrous snap poll. So the hard right party known as RN, led by Marine Le Pen, was the clear winner of the first round. But the second round of voting, the centrist party Together Ensemble Coalition and the left-wing alliance, the New Popular Front, faced a deadline for tactically pulling out candidates in constituencies where uniting anti-right-wing voters could deny RN victory. So 218 constituencies withdrew their candidates to consolidate the left-wing voting blocks and to stop the right-wing from taking power. So this should tell you what the actual construct of European politics is. You're either far right or far left. Like, that's it. Which really means you're either far right, which means you actually want your country to have a future, versus everybody else. There's everyone from the centrists to the so-called conservatives to the far left, socialist, communist parties. Like, they're all on the same team. And they're all arrayed against anybody with a nationalist inclination. As Remix News puts it, a concerted effort by Macron's centrists and the far left has seen the national rally drop to third place in a second round of voting in the French legislative elections, according to an exit poll. After Jordan Bardella and Marine Le Pen's nationalists won the first round week, opposition parties pulled 221 candidates from potential three-way runoffs against RN in an attempt to keep them away from power. It appears to have worked. So they all just dropped out. They all just basically rigged the election for the far left. Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party received by far the most votes in France's election today, but only won the third most amount of seats. So this again is the rigging of the parliamentary system. The French people wanted to take back their borders and sovereignty and said they got communism. We cannot vote our way out of this. So New Popular Front got 26% of the vote. National Rally got 37. Somehow they have less seats. Now, this isn't a popularity argument in the way that it's made in the presidential candidate where they're like, you know, Hillary got more votes, but Trump won. Well, that's presidential candidacy. That's different. This is a parliamentary system where you're supposed to, it's supposed to be decentralized. But then there's this map of France, the blue are the provinces and municipalities that voted for the right-wing party. The only place that voted for the left-wing is Paris. The entire map is blue except for this one little splotch that voted left-wing. So this is democracy. This is modern democracy for all of us on display. Our democracy. Totally rigged, totally fraudulent, totally left-wing.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes Infowars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at Infowars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible.
So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
...176 pages of graphic and disturbing grand jury transcripts released today are from Jeffrey Epstein's 2008 criminal case. The files were under seal for 16 years until now, and they reveal that prosecutors heard graphic testimony about how Epstein sexually abused and exploited underage girls at his Florida home. Now, the Florida judge who released the files wrote in part, quote, "The details in the record will be outrageous to decent people, and the testimony taken by the grand jury concerns activity ranging from grossly unacceptable to rape. All of the conduct at issue is sexually deviant, disgusting, and criminal." That judge says these important documents are being made available to the public to ensure transparency and to give closure to the victims.
We always talked about the Achilles heel of the deep state is child molestation. That's the currency. Child molestation, child abuse, child murder, child trafficking, organ harvesting from children, that this is the currencies they traffic in, not just illicit drugs and weapons or stolen art. Those are all secondary to their main currency, children.
This is a thing, right, in Thailand, where different people will buy a spot in a red room with crypto so they can't be traced. A red room in Thailand is a room where a child is murdered every 3 weeks. They are sacrificed, and the person that pays with the crypto gets to choose how that kid is murdered.
For 100 years, Western intelligence agencies, themselves infiltrated by secret societies out of Britain, used sex operatives to compromise targets who weren't just agents of foreign governments, but who were in outside power structures that this group didn't control, but was seeking to get control. Cecil Rhodes wrote about this in several books on his plan for world government. He had the main British Empire behind him and supporting him. They set up roundtable groups across the world, like the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921 in New York, to take over our governments using payoffs, using sex operatives, and more. They found quickly that if you tried to set somebody up or blackmail them over cheating on their wife, it wouldn't work. But if you could induce them to have sex with an underage person or a child, you had them by the short hairs for the rest of their lives. Jeffrey Epstein was recruited by these systems in New York City more than 30 years ago to begin recruiting little girls as a pimp on an industrial scale. He reportedly had recruited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year. That's thousands over the years. To go out and then set up other people and bring them under his control.
Epstein owns a sprawling ranch in the state, complete with airplane hangar and landing strip, where the attorney general says some of the abuse took place.
This is a very large residence in a very isolated part of New Mexico.
There was clearly a cover-up by the FBI at the highest levels because, again, he was going out on a mass scale, on an industrial scale, recruiting sometimes hundreds of young women and girls a month to frame people, to dial them in, to compromise them. And that's just phase one. Then, as people get deeper into the cult,
They start getting them into religious rituals. They become more and more dark, more and more satanic. Then the children get younger. And through that process, it's basically trauma-based mind control of the children and the adults, the cult finds out who is truly twisted and dark and who will carry out certain operations no matter how horrible.
That is the latest from John Bowne, report by Alex Jones. Epstein files come at a bad time for the elite. Find and share that video at band.video and InfoWars.com. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The super sale is still on at InfoWars Store, getting massive discounts on incredible products. We'll be back on the other side with Sheriff Richard Mack. Don't go anywhere, folks.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video, InfowarsStore.com is the only way that we're able to carry out this operation for truth, justice in the American way, telling the truth when surrounded by lies. There's a video this weekend here. I'll go ahead and put this in. We're going to be joined shortly by Sheriff Richard Mack. And I was just thinking about the bird's eye view of the situation that we're in, the full battlefield, the array of battlefields, the world war that we're engaged in this information war. And obviously, there's a concerted effort right now to piece by piece abolish the checks and balances of the American government, to consolidate power firmly into the hands of the executive. And then have that executive be run by a figurehead, with decisions being made by people in the shadows. And they have very openly usurped power from the Congress. You now have Attorney General Merrick Garland continuing to withhold information from Congress, depriving them the ability to perform their obligation of oversight. And that's just one manifestation of the ways in which Congress's authority is being usurped and taken over and co-opted by the intelligence agencies, who themselves spy on Congress without warrants, without justification, in order to maintain their control over that legislative body. And, of course, they're trying to destroy the Supreme Court. And all of this is in an effort to undermine and destroy the United States of America itself, as we are the bulwark that is holding back the flood of globalism. And what you really have to understand is that there is a group of people who are very open in their plans, their designs, their intentions to enslave the world. It's not fear-mongering. It's not up for debate. It's not speculation. It's not a prediction. It's just what they're doing, and they're telling you that they're doing it. They want to fold all of humanity into a tightly controlled technocratic system in which your every choice is determined for you by a sophisticated AI algorithm feeding you particular information and really manipulating the chemical balance of your brain to feed you dopamine when you do what they want and to deprive you of resources when you oppose them. It's the system that they have in China, fully developed and actualized, and they're trying to outsource it everywhere else. So what you have to understand, what the point of this is that there is a movement and a method and a very advanced plan to enslave the planet, and the only thing stopping them is people who believe in freedom. That's the only thing. Without us standing in the way, and that includes people who, you know, value their historical freedoms in Europe, but America is the primary example, the primary opponent to this globalist enslavement. And without us here, there's nothing in the way. There's nobody that can stop them. There's nobody that can undo the things they're putting into place. If they can destroy America and Western Europe, then that's it. It's over. I mean, we are the two dams holding back the flood. If they can destroy us, there's nothing else to stop the implementation of the Mark of the Beast system. And we'll go now to a clip of Klaus Schwab. This was him on June 24th, talking to delegates at a World Economic Forum summit in China. Yeah, don't listen to me. Listen to them. Here's Klaus Schwab, leader of the World Economic Forum, the managerial structure that is coordinating all of the local activities of their various operatives and is working as the already instituted global government, slowly but surely chipping away at the remaining remnants of human liberty worldwide. Here is Klaus Schwab in China telling us what they're going to do.
At the same time, we are witnessing rapid technological advances with many opportunities and with artificial intelligence rapidly transforming our production and our lives. And breakthroughs from the fourth industrial revolution provide new opportunities for global prosperity and growth. All those factors will have a profound impact on the future of humanity, provided we are able to work together. To drive future economic growth, we must embrace innovation and foster collaboration across sectors, regions, nations, and cultures to create a more peaceful, inclusive, sustainable, and resilient future. At this critical juncture, the active participation of all stakeholders is essential to ensure a sustainable development path. I'm delighted that close to 2,000 leaders from multiple sectors representing some 80 countries and regions have come to Dalian for this year's meeting.
We must force the cooperation. We've told you, the Great Reset is the great cooperation, the great collaboration, the great folding in of corporate and governmental interests and powers into one singular block in total control of everything. That's their ultimate plan, and the only thing stopping them is people saying no, is people standing up to them, is the fact that they can't just institute this stuff from the outset. So they've adopted an incrementalism tactic, a tactic of incrementally ramping up the control that they're exploiting. And he uses these words, I mean, these codes words. We need like a little bell that dings. Resiliency, right? It must be a resilient. That's one of the words he used. Of course, that's one of the metrics that we highlight over and over again from the lockstep document. They refer to it as resiliency. What it means is uniformity. Because under their conception of the world, the more unified and centralized and co-opted an organization is, the more resilient it is. And there's lots of ways of thinking about this, but these words, sustainability, resiliency, stakeholder, we must have all the stakeholders, because this is stakeholder capitalism. It's all code words that, if you know the definition, it's clear what he's saying. We have to force companies and governments to cooperate, to institute our view of the world, to force people into our concept of the future, and if they resist, they will be destroyed. There are some people standing up against this, and they are, of course, receiving massive backlash from their own co-opted, corrupted, and globalist institutions. Archbishop Vigano is one of these. He's been calling out the Pope as a zealous cooperator in the so-called Great Reset. Clip number five, here's Archbishop Vigano.
The fourth revolution theorized by Klaus Schwab and the family of international finance find in Bergoglio not a neutral spectator, which would itself already be an unheard of thing, but actually a zealous cooperator who abuses his own moral authority in order to support a destra, outside the church, the project of the dissolution of traditional society, while ad inter within the church, he pursues the project of the demolition of the church in order to replace her with a philanthropic organization of Masonic inspiration. And it is scandalous. This applies to both, to civil and ecclesiastical world, confirming the pactum sceleri, the criminal conspiracy between the deep state and the deep church. It seems to me that in this conspiracy, the role of the Jesuit has been decisive. It is no coincidence that for the first time in history, a religious of the Society of Jesus is seated on the throne of Peter.
So it's the Jesuits after all. That's what they're called, right? The Society of Jesus. And I do believe it is the first time that the Pope has been a Jesuit, which is what Pope Francis says. The stories at InfoWars, excommunicated Archbishop warns Pope and globalists conspiring to destroy the church and destroy traditional society, destroy the construct of our entire system. Absolutely horrifying, but there it is. They're clearly doing it. It's just whether or not we have the will to resist, and they're breaking that will by, well, replacing us with people who don't have the will to resist, if you want to put it as simply as possible. And with that, I'm happy to welcome my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the president of the CSPOA. That is the president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. He's also held a event earlier in February in Houston about how local law enforcement can be a benefit and a value in the last line of defense for our freedoms nationwide. Sheriff Mack, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. And you know, this whole show, basically, we've been talking about, and for months, really, we've been talking about the corruption at the federal level. And a lot of people are looking to their local institutions as a bulwark against, you know, federal capture and tyranny and mismanagement at best, tyranny at worst. How can local sheriffs and local officers help to safeguard our freedoms?
Well, we have lots of evidence of that, and this is what we've been working on for the last 15 years. And I actually formed the group CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Oh, and by the way, every citizen, every person in the country can become a member of that. And we invite all of you to do that because I believe it's the only peaceful and effective solution we have left. Not the organization, but the organization promotes the only solution we have left. And that's counties, cities, and states. As Madison put it, erecting the barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Way back then, they knew that human nature and the nature of government is to get bigger and more oppressive as it moves on. And we simply have got to stay focused and connected to the principles that upon which America was founded. The federal government is obvious, way obvious, that it's not going to follow the Constitution. It's not going to respect civil rights or God-given freedoms. And so what do we do in the states? What do the people do? Where can they turn for peace, safety, and freedom? Where can they turn? If they can't turn to the sheriff, if they can't turn to local officials to defend them and stand up for what made us a country in the first place, then we're done. We're cooked. It's finished. America is finished. And quite frankly, America is on her deathbed. Our Constitution has been completely destroyed, and it becomes simply a capricious, whimsical alternative or prerogative. And that's why we have so much corruption today. So I can give you incident after incident and example after example of sheriffs who have stood up against the tyranny of the federal government, and sometimes it's state government as well. So one incident, we just had a conference in April in Las Vegas, and former Sheriff Glenn Hamilton came with his pastor. Do you know why they came together? Because they came together about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, during COVID. And the pastor came to Sheriff Hamilton and said, I'm not closing down. What will you do to protect me from the state? This time it was the state who was going to just come in and shut their church down for having church services right in America. They're going to come shut them down and probably arrest the minister, the pastor, Caleb Cooper. And so the sheriff said, I will go to jail before I'll let that happen to you. If I have to go to jail myself, I will. And so Sheriff Hamilton went to the church and deputized all the members in the church, except for some maybe little kids. But everybody was deputized. And when they came to shut him down, he told them, this is a sheriff's office official proceeding, and this church is not going anywhere because it's now deputized under my authority. And the state police left, and Pastor Caleb Cooper did not shut his church down, not one single Sunday.
Wow.
And it's that kind of sheriff that we need all across America. And let me ask each of you right now, which sheriff do you want in your county? The one that defends your rights, the federal government or state government notwithstanding, or go along with all these ridiculous mandates that destroy our Constitution and liberty?
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. And it seems so simple. It seems like how are there so few examples of this happening when it seems like this should be the default of any sheriff anywhere in the country?
Yeah.
That should be
well,
doing
I've got
this.
Lots more. I mean, there's lots more. We've had lots of sheriffs. There were over 550 sheriffs during COVID who came out and said, we're not doing it. We're not shutting anybody down. We're not shutting churches, schools, businesses. And they didn't. Now, some business owners closed on their own. But arresting people for not wearing a mask, really? Firing people for not wearing a mask? Were we totally out of our minds? And yet now we see all the evidence that it was mostly a farce, and that's why Fauci is on the hot seat in Congress, because he's now having to try to justify all of this, and the evidence is clear. He lied, and the mask did not provide any benefit to the people. And that's even a mistake, because look, I sued the federal government and won a case against the Clinton administration, a landmark case. And it's I put it together in this little booklet. I studied the case. We won on June 27, 1997, just, yes, 27 years ago. But this is the only time in U.S. history where sheriffs sued the federal government and won a landmark case at the U.S. Supreme Court. The author of the case was none other than Justice Antonin Scalia. And this is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision, and it totally backs everything what we've been saying, that the states are a check and balance on federal authority, and that the federal government is no more subject to us than we are to them in our proper sphere of authority. And the federal government must learn their proper sphere of authority by the states and counties who simply say, no, you're not allowed to do that. The Constitution does not allow you to do that. Stay out and stay back. The federal government has very discreet and enumerated powers. That's a quote in this decision. Scalia does something totally amazing. He takes us through a history lesson on this, and even says that's what he's going to do in his introduction. This must be understood in historical perspective of can the federal government commandeer the office of sheriffs? And look, this was over the Brady Bill, and the Brady Bill was the first time in U.S. history where the federal government tried to commandeer the office of sheriff nationwide and threatened to arrest us if we failed to comply. Are you kidding? So when the federal government does crazy stuff like that, the states must stand. And there were seven sheriffs. I started the whole thing, and seven of us sheriffs did this, and we ended up at the Supreme Court in December of 1996. James Brady was there. I had a good talk with him, and it was the Brady Bill was named for him. He was Ronald Reagan's press secretary at the assassination attempt on Reagan, and James Brady got a bullet in the head, and he was confined to a wheelchair after that. And I really admire him, and he told me he admired me for what I did, and I had a great talk with him. But this is the thing. The federal government has no authority to be doing 99% of the things they're doing today. They're supposed to secure the border, and they refuse to do that. They've caused so much havoc and chaos and crime all across our country, and we have to fix it. Yeah. And we've got to get moving, and we've got to do it. And if we're going to be able to do this, folks, I'm asking you to join at CSPOA.org. Join our posse. Become a member. We actually have a special right now, the Spirit of 76. It only costs $76 to become a member for 1 year. Monthly donations are usually $11 a month. Folks, if you really want to take back our country, county by county, one good sheriff and his posse at a time, we will train you how to work with your sheriff, how to become a part of his posse, and you start by becoming a part of our posse. It's we the people. That's the solution, and we have got to get moving, and I ask each of you to join us in this holy cause of liberty, CSPOA.org. Become a member today and join the solution. It's peaceful, and it's effective.
And it's lawful, and it's constitutional. It's exactly what we should be doing. I mean, so much to say about this, and so many people. I mean, the most common question I ever hear as a host on InfoWars is, what can we do? How can we get involved? We need real solutions. This is a real solution. This is viable. This is, you know, actionable. This is something that has proven to be effective, as Sheriff Mack just laid out during COVID, which of course was just a test run. You know, COVID, you know, they used COVID as an excuse to essentially declare martial law, but they could do it about World War III. They could do it about the bird flu. They could do it about misinformation and the threat of terrorism. It was a testing phase where they were stress testing the American institutions, see how far they could push us. And they got their information. And next time they'll be even more dialed in. We'll return with Sheriff Mack on the other side at CSPOAUSA on Twitter. The website again, CSPOA.org. We'll be right back with Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the CSPOA, that is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Tell us how we can have decentralized resistance to this decentralized tyranny that we're facing today. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is on. Up to 60% off our top-selling products, and they are selling out fast. So move now to help us to continue on, to keep the flame alight, and continue to embody the Spirit of 1776 as we fight for sovereignty of the individual, the state, and freedom from the centralized tyranny that they're attempting to impose on all of us. To tell us how we can effectively fight back against this, I'm joined by Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the CSPOA, that is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, and they have a Spirit of 1776 sale themselves, where you can go there and save on membership. Sheriff Mack, one of the things that is difficult to wrap my mind around is the way that we on the right, we want law and order, we want our local police to be there and be powerful enough to deal with the threats against us. And yet, so often, these same local police, you know, offices that we are supporting against the opposition from the left, who's trying to defund them and demonize them and sue them for all sorts of things. And yet, these local police become the instruments of oppression. We see how easily they can be ordered to go shut down a business during COVID. Obviously, a lot of good sheriffs stood up against it, but I would say the majority of police departments throughout the country just went along with this. How do we rectify this situation? How do we deal with the seemingly contradictory, you know, you'll see a car, it's got two bumper stickers, it's got the thin blue line and don't tread on me. And it's like, well, are these things at odds? Or, I mean, how do we utilize the police and the local and the sheriffs and our local offices to support us rather than being instruments of tyranny, you know, given orders by power-hungry scumbags in local office? How do we deal with this?
Well, Harrison, regrettably, you just described an absolute truth, and it's really sad. But I will tell you, most police are good people, but they've been inculcated, if not brainwashed, into believing that they're just supposed to be following orders from the judicial branch or the legislative branch. We do not work for either one of those branches. We work for the executive branch, and we need to understand that we work for the people. Harrison, The police in this country are not properly trained in the Constitution or the significance of their oath of office. Do they know why they take an oath of office and swear allegiance to the Constitution? Do any of them even know why they have that little pinning ceremony after they graduate from the police academy and know what it really means to raise your right arm and swear in God's name that you will uphold and defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution? That is required by Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, that each of us swear that oath, and that the separation of powers within the three branches of government does not mean that one branch answers and works for and is enslaved by the other two. It's okay for law enforcement to tell the other two branches, no, I won't do that, and refuse to enforce laws of tyranny, of ignorance, and complete dictatorial takeover by the federal government or state governments. It's usually the feds, but we say no to that. And it's okay to do that. We're supposed to. The three separate branches are to keep everybody in their proper lane. And if the judicial branch or the legislative branch don't follow the Constitution, the executive branch, the police, have no obligation to go along. It's just the opposite. We must stand against it. And so, obviously, the problem is the lack of training, especially for our police departments. A lot more sheriffs get into this constitutional stuff more than the police departments. And the police chief is a bureaucrat. He's appointed by a city council, and then he answers to the town manager. And the sheriff answers only to the people. He has no supervisor except for us. And that's why it's such a powerful position. And his promise to the people that he will protect and defend their rights as guaranteed in the Constitution, the rights they were born with. I'll ask the American people right now, I'll ask the NAACP and the people of color all across our country, who's defending civil rights today? It certainly isn't the NAACP. They just defend the dogma of the Democrat Party. And I'm telling you, we do. At the CSPOA, we do defend civil rights for all people, all races, all colors, all religions. We don't care. And right now, one of the groups that's being attacked the most by police are the Amish. And they're going to prison and they're losing their farms, and the SWAT teams come in and raid their farms because they don't pasteurize their milk. And that would be easy to solve and just put warnings just like we do on cigarettes. Hey, these cigarettes will probably kill you and cause cancer, but these products from farms of Amish farms don't kill anybody. But okay, so you want to put a warning on them? Put a warning on them. But stop using these Gestapo-like tactics and raiding farms with children around. And this is just absolutely absurd. These people have a right to freedom of religion and pursuit of happiness. And that is what we're supposed to be guaranteeing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is our responsibility as peace officers. And I want to remind everybody, every American home should have this Supreme Court decision in it. I studied the case and I put all the highlights in this case, in this little booklet. It fits right in your pocket. It fits right perfect in your pocket. And you should pass these around. And again, you can get these. It looks real big on our foot. Remember, look at this. It's white with all the flags on it. And they only cost like $2 each. You can get three for $5. Folks, pass these around and prove, because listen, this is what Scalia quoted from the New York case of 1992, New York v. U.S., New York won, and it went like this. We have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. Your state isn't subject to federal direction. Which means your city council isn't either. Your county commissioners aren't either. And so, again, this is such an amazing, miracle case. Again, done by sheriffs of this country. And then he quotes the Federalist Papers. This is how historic this case was, what a landmark decision this was, back in June of 1997. And he says this. This is Federalist, comes from Federalist Paper 51. Hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. How does that happen? Quote, the different governments will control each other. And that's all this is about, and that's all this is. That the different governments see a problem. What are you, the police of this country, going to go along with gun confiscation from American citizens? Law-abiding citizens who simply are following the Second Amendment. And then we've already had this happen in some places like Chicago, and other places, during Katrina in New Orleans.
Exactly.
They went door to door and boat to boat and whatever they could do to confiscate guns, just took guns away from people.
Yep.
And so if they had to beat up an old lady to do it, fine, they did it. And that's all true.
Yeah.
And
some of that, I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're going to take it away from you.
100%. And this is the struggle that we have, trying to support the police, but then seeing the way that they're used. And I agree. It's up to the police themselves.
And we provide the training. I forgot to tell you that we provide this constitutional training for law enforcement nationwide. We are attempting on September 7th of this year to provide what you already said. Another COVID-19 mandate stuff is coming, folks. Yeah. That was just a preparatory stage.
Yep. It was all a test, stress testing the United States. I'm sorry to interrupt, Sheriff Mack. We got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back on the other side. CSPOA.org.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 part two. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me is Sheriff Richard Mack, President of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Talking about how to have a decentralized resistance to a centralized and in many cases decentralized tyranny that's coming down on us. And, you know, we talk a lot on this show, Sheriff Mack, about the separation of power, since it seems to be a very deliberate policy of eradicating those checks and balances at the federal level, as the Congress is having their power challenged and usurped in some cases, where the authority of the Supreme Court is being shut down. And the case you're talking about with New York versus U.S. and this decision by Antonin Scalia in 1999, was it? Highlights
the New York case was 1992. My case was actually, it's known as the Prince case. That was Sheriff Prince from Montana.
Okay.
And he and I both went to the Supreme Court together. I was actually the primary litigant, but I think they liked his name better to be associated with the case instead of Mac. It was at one time called the Mac Prince case because he and I were consolidated at that time. But whatever it is, it's the only time sheriffs ever sued the federal government and won. And we now offer that to everybody to participate in this wonderful miraculous states' rights decision. And folks, you've got to get a hold of this. Pass this around to your local officials. Make sure your sheriff gets one. But yeah, the 1992 case was actually New York v. U.S. Our case was the 1997 Prince, P-R-I-N-T-Z, v. U.S. It's known as the Mack Prince case, but the docket on the Supreme Court calendar will show you, or jurisprudence of the Supreme Court will show Prince v. U.S. But well, he was a sheriff of Montana.
And it's just the exact type of decision that I know Democrats hate that the Supreme Court makes. They are really trying to delegitimize the Supreme Court at this point in an attempt to be able to, you know, eradicate things like states' rights without any interruption from that third branch of government. But there's another check and balance, and that's between the federal government and the state governments or local governments. And it seems like that's what you're focusing on, but just talk a little bit more about how this basic structure of the United States government and the checks and balances, you know, baked in to our system are being destroyed and really stress tested right now.
Well, people need to remember that the supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution. And everybody should have this with them too. This pocket constitution with this pocket decision, the Supreme Court decision on this case, everyone should keep that with you. These are the two most powerful little pocket booklets you can get. And yes, folks, we have a lot of work to do. And this is a peaceful and effective process, but we have got to get something done this year. Harrison, imagine what it looks like November 6th of this year and Trump is the victor. What does America look like on November 6th? It's pretty obvious, folks. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be violence. Look at the things that have caused that the BLM and Antifa have done. Just when things are not that bad.
Right.
Imagine now that the Trump derangement syndrome goes berserk on November 6th if he wins. Then also the other, even worse, is that Biden or Kamala Harris become president and November 6th is endorsing more of what they've been doing. Every voter who votes for Biden or any other Democrat for that matter is saying to the country and saying to our politicians, we want more open borders. We want more illegal aliens on the voter rolls. This is what this is for, folks. Let's make no secret about this. These illegal aliens are coming into our country and they're getting on the voter rolls. And in 48 states right now, they are being handed money in a credit card, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, free hotel rooms, and voter registration forms. Folks, that is all criminal. It's illegal. And the Democrats are aiding and abetting illegal immigration so that they can get a monopoly on voting all across this country. And this is happening at the highest parts of our federal government. Merrick Garland is supporting this. Mayorkas is supporting this. Biden is supporting this. And the Democrat Party is supporting this. And they're working together with the media to make this happen. Folks, we have got to do something this year, and we are planning it with the Florida Foundation for Freedom and the CSPOA. September 7th, we're having a national conference for sheriffs and police and county commissioners and we the people. And folks, we have got to get involved in that, and we've got to get involved now. You can join our posse now and be a part of the solution. Folks, do you know how many solutions we have left that are both peaceful and effective? We've got to get moving, and we're ready to do this, but we need your help. You've got to be involved. If any of you think we're going to take America back and we the people are not involved, the first three words of our Constitution, and we're not involved in the process, it will not happen. Our founders warned us of that we are the most important cog in the wheel of American liberty. And we must be educated. We must be involved. And again, this is a peaceful process. And this is not going to stay peaceful if we don't get moving now. So, again, if your sheriffs are involved, your sheriff works for you, and you need to have a relationship with your sheriff, go talk to your sheriff and see if he's ready and ask him flat out, are you a constitutional sheriff?
Yeah.
And then talk to him about that, what he plans to do to work with you. Volunteer to be on his posse. Volunteer to help start organizing a posse. Remember, we have a webinar every week where we train you as a member of the CSPOA posse what to do in your local area. So, first of all, get a relationship with your sheriff. That is vital. We hope that he will work with the police departments that are within his geographical location and work with them as well. But the sheriff doesn't need them. We want them on board. We need the sheriff to be the leader of the county with these other police departments.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, there's so many problems that we've faced today that seem insurmountable, but they may have local solutions. I mean, you know, when you talk about voter fraud, obviously illegal immigration, it seems like so much of this is just willful ignorance, willful abandoning of the authority that they've been given as protectors of the peace and law enforcement officers. They're just willfully abandoning their authority. And that, again, seems to be the common theme, whether you're talking about Congress being usurped by Merrick Garland and the DOJ, or, you know, local police going along with the tyranny from their city council. It's a willingness to go along that sets the standard, that sets the precedent. If they try to take power and you let them have it, they have that power from then on. And it's really up to us to resist it, to say no, and to exert our authority or the authority of the Congress or the authority of the sheriffs to prevent this usurpation of power. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one example of that is the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and then again, Article 4, Section 4. It provides, we the states, we the people delegated 5 law enforcement authorities to the federal government. 5. No more.
Right.
Yet they've stolen about 1,000 more.
Right.
And the 5 are these. Treason. You know, if the FBI would investigate treason, but the FBI should be abolished anyway because they have proven that they are a political hit squad.
Right.
They're not a law enforcement agency. They're not independent. They do whatever the current administration tells them to do. And whatever Merrick Garland, the lawless criminal himself, what he tells them to do. So there's 5 law enforcement authorities granted to the federal government. Treason, counterfeiting, felonies committed on the high seas. That'd be really hard for the states to go out and patrol the oceans and seas.
Right.
But yeah, that's the third one. 4th is protecting our borders. That's required in Article 4, Section 4, Section 4.
Right.
And laws, violations of treaties.
Right.
Those 5, that's it. That's all the law enforcement authority they have.
Wow. And if you look at what they're up to now, it's so far exceeds crazy. That. It's not even close. I wish we had more time. Folks, you got to go to CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Mack, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for organizing this resistance to the tyranny that we're all facing, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Thank you very much. Folks, that's going to do it for us here on American Journal. Stay tuned for Alex Jones in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, July 8th, 2024. I'm